All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Good Together, the podcast that inspires you to create change in the world every day. Keep listening for actionable tips and tricks to incorporate eco-friendly practices into your daily life.
We've been featured by Apple as the number one podcast for conscious consumers, and we can't wait to welcome you into our community of changemakers. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Laura. We're the founders of Brightly.eco, the new platform for conscious consumers. We believe in supporting all creatures, great and small.
And our team of experts show you how to live and shop responsibly by sharing world-changing lifestyle ideas, products, and more. To read show notes from Good Together and to browse all of the planet-friendly goodness that we feature, head to brightly.eco/podcast.
And to help spread the word about the podcast, tap on this episode and share Good Together with your friends and family. A simple text message helps us grow and create change around the world.
This episode is brought to you by Sheets and Giggles. Laura, you've probably heard me talk all the time about my love for Sheets and Giggles. I've been sleeping on their new sustainable eucalyptus sheets for the past 8 months straight. I recommend them 1,000%. Every week I wash them and put them back on the bed right away. They're my go-to sheets. All of my other sheets, even the ethical ones, are taking a long break.
After hearing you rave about them for so long, Lisa, I finally got a chance to try their new eucalyptus comforter. So I'm a weirdo. I really like having a comforter on my bed all the time, even when we have the heat blasting. I haven't woken up once hot while I was using this one from Sheets and Giggles. It's a great ethical and sustainable alternative to the down comforter we used to use that's now sitting on our guest bed. Another thing I love about Sheets and Giggles is that they don't use plastic packaging and the materials don't use pesticides, so they're kind to our animal and insect friends.
They also plant a tree for each sheet set that is sold, and they're passionate about giving back. They give 10% off to customers who donate their old sheets to homeless shelters, and they have donated over $40,000 to Colorado COVID relief.
Good Together listeners get 15% off by using the code BRIGHTLYECO at SheetsGiggles.com. Okay, it's another month, and that means it's time for another EcoPicks podcast. Lisa and I are excited to highlight even more eco-friendly products for you in February. And as you know, we've tried thousands of eco-friendly products throughout our lives, and the ones that we choose to spotlight on this podcast are the real deal. In honor of Black History Month, we're also highlighting a few of our favorite by POC brands alongside a bunch of other picks, so get excited. As always, all of these products are our organic and authentic recommendations, but make sure you shop mindfully. If you like this episode, let us know. Plus, to see our picks and to get show notes, head to brightly.eco/February-picks or go to brightly.eco/podcast. Hey, it's time for another episode. How are you doing, Lisa?
Hey, Laura. I'm good. Sunny California weather outside. And it's February already.
Yeah, I had this moment last week because it was still January then where I was like, oh, yeah. And yeah, February. Haha. Like, that's a while from now. And the person looked at me and they were like, tomorrow. No, it's next week. It probably was you that said this.
Probably.
But yeah, I mean, it's I can't believe we're already in February of 2021. I feel like this year has just like started with like a vengeance. And I'm hoping that, you know, I feel like we're all like getting a bit of whiplash already. So I'm hoping that slows down a little bit. Although we're a startup, it's probably never going to slow down for us, but maybe collectively for the country, right?
Yes, exactly. In the world. Yeah. And so today is another episode focused on our favorite eco-friendly product picks. Last month, if you guys have listened, we did our first episode of this kind where Laura and I shared our favorite kind of monthly eco picks, and you seem to like it.
Yeah. I mean, we were like, we wanted to try it out and you guys loved it. So we were like, let's do another one. We'll keep going. And one thing that's great about this this month's episode is that this month is Black History Month. So we wanted to start off by highlighting a few of our favorite by POC owned brands. I actually wrote an article about this last year and we're in the process of updating it. But if you go to Brightly, you'll find that article. It's easily accessible. And, you know, we want to just shine a light on folks, you know, in this community who are, you know, really doing a great job at building beautiful, amazing, world-changing, ethical and sustainable goods companies, right? Because I think it's really important. And we all know that where you choose to spend your dollar is a form of activism. So let's get into it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I have a few, and I know, Laura, you have a few of your favorite brands, but I wanted to start with a brand that you might have heard us talk about on the podcast already. I think probably around late last summer, Real Paper, right? If you don't know this company, they make toilet paper from bamboo. And there are a few brands there that do this, but Real Paper is the one brand that Laura's and I's favorites. I just got my first Real Paper subscription delivered. It's really great quality. And since, as usual, I ran out of toilet paper, I had to buy something yesterday, and it's just such a crazy comparison in terms of quality. So Real Paper, it's not just better for you every single year. I didn't know this fact, but it's right on Real's website. We cut down 27,000 trees for just toilet paper. And that's from National Geographic. And of course, bamboo is a great solution. We've talked about bamboo on the podcast before. It grows 3 feet, I believe, in 24 hours or something crazy. So it's very, very easy to replenish. So it's much better for environment. And again, the quality is outstanding. That's why I'm purchasing it myself. My husband loves it. It's such an easy, eco-friendly switch for sure.
Yeah, and I know all about bamboo being crazy grow. Like literally the house that we in Seattle had this like bamboo overgrowth in the front yard, and it took a lot of time to kind of trim it down, but the stuff is super hardy. It grows really quickly. So I love that we're figuring out creative ways to use it, whether it's in toilet paper or fabrics. Bamboo-based fabrics like Lyocell, like those are some of my favorite ones. So I love that. Lyocell is bamboo or eucalyptus. Actually, I can't remember now.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But okay. Yeah, bamboo is a great material. So we'll look it up. We probably have it somewhere in one of our articles, right? But another one last thing I want to mention about Real. I've talked to the founder personally. It's always kind of a great and one more verification, literally, that me and Laura do sometimes, you know? And they also work with charity partners that support their mission to provide access to clean toilets, I think, all around the world, not just US, which if you guys haven't heard about it yet, access to clean water and clean sanitation is a huge kind of crisis around developing countries in the world. So it's nice that, you know, Real is also working with charity partners to help that cause. So
And it's worth mentioning that Real is spelled R-E-E-L.
Correct.
Just in case you're going to Google it.
Yeah. And they also have, they just stocked up back on the, paper towels. Again, bamboo paper towels. I haven't tried paper towels yet, but they've literally sold out of them, I think, in like 72 hours when first launched. And I think some of our community members were lucky enough to purchase those. So, you know, another great eco-friendly option for you. And then my second pick for BIPOC, own company. It's also another founder that I've personally got to connect. If you guys have heard my interview with Zuleika Strassner from Zero Grocery, that's another brand. I basically use them every single day. It's plastic-free groceries that deliver to you, to your house. I have quite a very exciting announcement about Zero. They were only available in San Francisco Bay Area before slowly kind of rolling out zip code by zip code. If I'm not mistaken, they already have a part on their website for the LA-based products.
Yep, so, in LA now.
Yeah, so if you guys in LA, I'm assuming they will go into Orange County soon. Super excited. Can't recommend them enough. They work with other amazing brands. And it makes it so easy for me to shop for groceries without zero plastic and, of course, reusable containers that I can return. So, yeah, this is my two top favorite brands. I can't recommend them enough.
Yeah, and two of my favorite BIPOC brands that are in the beauty space, I'll highlight one first is going to be Mary Louise Cosmetics. So Mary Louise Cosmetics is really clean, beautiful, vegan skincare. And I actually went through the Female Founders Alliance Ready, Set, Raise program while we were fundraising for Brightly. And I went through the program with the founder of Mary Louise Cosmetics. Her name's Akila Redford. And she actually founded the company out of her dorm room, which is
That's
crazy.
Impressive.
So she did. And she amassed a big social following because people love how efficient and amazing the skincare products are. So I had a chance to try her Miracle Oil Serum, which is really, really good for just any kind of pigmentation, acne, any really kind of spots. That Miracle Oil Serum. I don't know why I'm having problems saying that. Anyway, it's an amazing product. And I love the story behind Akila's really rise to success there. So definitely check them out. They have amazing body butters, shea butters, all sorts of stuff.
Didn't you say that Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She loves them too, right?
Yeah, Kelly Rowland loves them, you know, and so I think it's really cool that Akila has been able to build the business that she has, you know, but just she's been really scrappy and it's been so, so cool to see that. So definitely check them out. Another brand that I want to give a shout out to is called Bee Love, like bees as in buzzy bees. Mm-hmm. And I also got to connect with the founder of this brand while I was at a social impact summit, in the before times, right? Before COVID, I think it was early 2019, perhaps. I can't remember, but it was in Chicago. Love the founders there. And their lip balm is really good. So it's made with raw Bee Love honey. You can also buy honey from them on their website, which is great. And it's got a really, it's got an amazing scent. It's great. And it's $5. So, I mean, it's a great sort of gift for anyone or just something you can throw in your handbag. So huge, huge fan.
That's awesome. Cool. So yeah. And Laura, we will definitely link to the article that you wrote last year and that we will update this month as well. So we definitely have a lot more brands to recommend in this category too.
Absolutely. And we, you know, we'll also link to these brands in our show notes. And so you'll be able to support them. Mm-hmm. So we're super excited. Okay. Let's get into kitchen. You want to start with kitchen?
Yes. Kitchen. So, our community has been buzzing about composting, right? And I think, you know, and it's never too early to start, you know, gardening, seeds, composting. All of these questions are coming up in our community more and more. Again, as we know, the time flies. So March and spring will be here literally in no time. So I've been thinking about composting in the apartment. I think if I'm not mistaken, 99% sure we do have an article that specifically talks about how to compost if you live in an apartment, right?
Yep, we do. We do have that.
Yes. So we'll link to that. So you can absolutely do that. And one of the very kind of helpful tools for me personally is a composting caddy from Simple Human. You know, there are tons of options for you, of course, for composting caddies, for compost bins, so to say. Simple Human is just, they're famous for their really high quality products and kind of like very, very practical. So the caddy has this magnet kind of thing. You can literally hang it on top of your other bigger trash bins. And then when you're cooking, and if you literally need your composting bin right next to yourself when you're cutting and throwing things, scraps into it, you can literally just put it on top of your counter. It's very lightweight, it's very sturdy, looks beautiful, and does the job well. So that was very exciting product find that I've experienced.
Yeah, I mean, and Simple Human is available at most big box stores. Again, like the manufacturing piece and all of that, we're looking into that. So, you know, like we said, everything that we recommend is here to help you accomplish eco-friendly lifestyles in different ways. But composting is a big deal. And I think, you know, oftentimes the containers are made in various places around the world. So we're looking into it. But just so you know, we love that compost caddy. It's awesome. In terms of my really exciting kitchen find, well, I have two. First is a coffee company called Zen Bunny, which is like a funny name, but they reached out to us. They were interested in having us try some of their biodynamic coffee. So mm-hmm. I am a big coffee. I don't know if I'm a snob. I hope not, but I love coffee aficionado. And this certified biodynamic coffee is just really tasty. And one of the things I thought was interesting about it was when they roast the coffee beans, they actually do it in a specific way so that they can preserve the antioxidants that are actually oftentimes kind of burned away in traditional roasts. Like, I don't know why people want burned coffee, but I feel like most of the time when you get served a cup, like the beans have just been like scorched. So what I found when I drank this was it had a lot of flavor. It had a lot less acid, which I thought was interesting. And of course, it is made with organic and fair trade coffee, which is super exciting. And biodynamic is more of a regenerative form of agriculture, which is very interesting. And you know, I actually found this when Tanya was in money. There's, you know, approximately 25 million small farmers producing about 80% of the world's coffee, which is crazy. But
25 million?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Smallholder farmers. Wow. That's what they call it. And only about a dozen of those farmers are certified biodynamic. So I think that certification is a new one, which is why there's so few of them. But mm-hmm. but I also think that it's difficult, right? Like regenerative farming and aquaculture is not easy, but it's something that's really important as we think about repairing the damage that our sort of industrial agriculture farming operations have done to the world. So amazing. Try out that coffee. It's really good. Next kitchen thing that I had was meal delivery service from Thistle. And I actually tried a local one as well. So, Thistle is a plant forward, meal delivery service that, you know, they're actually currently advertising with us. This part is, you know, just my organic recommendation. Yep. I really love the way that it's made me rethink what vegan eating was. I mean, you listeners know, I was originally from the South. My husband and I grew up eating a ton of meat. We don't eat as much meat now. We've definitely cut back on that. But in terms of the concept of vegan eating, while I respect vegan eating so much, I've always found it a little bit intimidating just because of what my husband and I were used to eating. So when we got the chance to try Thistle, I was actually really blown away with just how good it was. I mean, it's just really tasty. A lot of just really unique flavors. Because I was really interested in meal delivery, I also tried a local Seattle company called Westerly. So Thistle is based on the West Coast. Westerly Kitchen here is based in Seattle. Very similar concept. And both of them were tasty, but both of them also use recyclable plastic in their meal delivery kits. And so mm-hmm. I want to mention that because we post about Thistle on social media. We had a lot of questions, some concerns, rightfully so, about how sustainable plastic is when it comes to meal delivery services. And so there's a really long answer about how, why these delivery services choose to use plastic. A lot of it has to do with maintaining the freshness of the ingredients and the final product. Mm-hmm. Both of these meal delivery services use recyclable plastic. So it's not completely single use, but there's definitely challenges there. So The news is Lisa and I, we're going to be talking with the founder of Thistle in a podcast coming up so that we can really dig deep into that process. But you know, meal delivery services are not the only thing that use plastic. I mean, most things, if you're getting takeout right now during COVID, you're getting stuff in plastic. Like it's really, really hard to cut down on that aspect when we think about like individual food portions. So we get it. We recognize that it's not the most eco-friendly thing to do. Thistle in particular is testing reusable products.
Yes, I was excited about that.
Yeah. So they're going to have that whole conversation with Lisa coming up soon. So don't forget to listen to that episode when we release it in a few weeks. But yeah, I mean, the other thing that's hard too is on social media, we can't sit and have the same kind of conversation that you and I are having right now, Lisa. Mm-hmm. Like we can't have this conversation as easily about trade-offs and understanding that, you know, one thing that might be really eco-friendly might not be coming in, you know, recyclable packaging like that.
Exactly.
It's very common in the beauty industry as well. Yeah. So, you know, it's not perfect. But Lisa, you know, you just mentioned Zero. You want to talk, I mean, they're a delivery service that uses glass containers, right? Which is really interesting.
Yeah, exactly. So Zero, you know, that was kind of Zuleika's first, one main reason why she started Zero, right? She wanted to deliver groceries plastic free. But guess what? You know, when she works with traditional brands, for example, you know, I'm getting this amazing high quality kind of pasta in a glass jar containers, or I can also order chips. I think Kettle brand chips or some other delicious chips, and they bring it to me in jars or paper bags and stuff like that. But guess how they're getting their products, even like a gigantic bag of chips, it still plastic. Will be plastic. Exactly. Yep. Exactly. So, you know, there are imperfections in pretty much everything and different levels. For example, why the number one reason why me and you were excited about Thistle, right, is just, again, I was excited to try more vegan meals very easily. And Thistle did that. And that's kind of was my number one priority with Thistle. And then, yeah, I was super excited to hear them just say, hey, we actually have been testing reusable containers for delivery, and then COVID kind of slowed down this process. So, you know, again, we're all about celebrating imperfectly sustainable brands. Nobody's perfect.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, like the same grace we give ourselves and you listeners on this podcast, we do try and give to brands as well. Like if brands are trying to innovate and they're not able to get it 100% correct, like that's a great fit for us and for Good Together and for Brightly. So we just want to make sure that's clear, because we heard you. We understand that the conversation needs to be dug into a little bit more. Mm-hmm. We'll have it, but we also realize that, you know, it's really difficult to get everything 100% right 100% of the time.
Yeah. Let's get into something completely different. Let's do fashion.
Okay.
It's literally like pandemic friendly fashion, because every single pick is like, it's not fashion at all. It's basically like fashion basics, like essentials. And starting with a very basic thing, I'm actually surprised I haven't given a shout out to this company already. Nikki. It's spelled K-N-I-C-K-E-Y.
Yeah, Nikki
underwear. I love them. I think I reached out to them. They reached out to us. I'm not sure, but they are organic, organic cotton panties and underwear. Yeah, they only have panties right now. They're also fair trade, which is, so you guys know, if you've been listening to us, fair trade is one of the main kind of certifications I am personally looking for all the time from any products that I buy. It's woman-owned, another amazing plus. And they also have a recycling program, which means that you can you can send back your kind of used and no longer, give it all you have, you use the underwear, you can't wear it anymore, you can send it back to them and they will recycle the materials and make more new underwear from it, which is great. And the company is pretty new. I think the founder told me, I think they started like in 2018. And the fact that they already have this recycling program set up almost from the get-go, I believe they do have social impact report on their website as well. Again, all of these things that I'm looking for as a consumer, they have, which is great. But the most important thing, right? I mean, it's quality. I actually haven't really been wearing a lot of high-rise underwear, but I just fell in love with their high-rise briefs. And I tried them, I immediately bought them in almost every single color. I love them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, the quality is great. And yeah, we do have a code for them. It's coupon code Brightly for 10% off anything in their website. So yeah, I can't recommend them enough. This episode is brought to you by Sheets and Giggles, a company with a punny name but a seriously sustainable mission to make better bedding for everyone. We started partnering with Sheets and Giggles earlier this year, and the positive reviews from our community keep coming in.
I've been on a hunt for sustainable bedding for a long time now until Brightly actually recommended Sheets and Giggles. I would highly recommend. The material is great. I personally tend to get hot at night and my boyfriend tends to get cold. So it definitely serves as a happy medium. Highly recommend.
I also get hot at night, and I found that after sleeping with Sheets and Giggles moisture wicking sheets over the past few months, I can't remember the last time I woke up overheated.
I love my Sheets and Giggles sheets. They're my absolute favorite. Not only because they're super duper soft, but they are sustainably and ethically made out of eucalyptus.
Yep, I love that our scout Ashley called out how soft the Sheets and Giggles sheets are. Plus, the eucalyptus that is in their 400 thread count sheets is grown without insecticides or pesticides. They also just launched a bunch of new colors, and I can't choose between navy, blue, and red. Help me!
Sheets and Giggles bedding is super lightweight and soft, and they really nail it on zero waste packaging.
We recommend Sheets and Giggles for the softest, most sustainable sleep out there. Good Together listeners get 15% off at checkout by using the code BRIGHTLYECO at sheetsgiggles.com.
Oh my God, Laura, I just had my favorite vegan lunch ever. It was a green Thai curry.
That sounds amazing, but what's your secret? I feel like plant-based meals have always been a pipe dream for me. I've been trying to cut down on my meat consumption, but I really don't have time to think up and prepare filling, tasty vegan meals.
Same here. I've been participating in a vegan cooking challenge with the Brightly community, and I feel like I've totally failed. Seriously. I feel like I've learned so many more meatless recipes this year, but when it comes to vegan cooking, I'm still very much intimidated. So when Thistle reached out to us, it was the perfect timing.
Thistle's plant-forward meals are seriously tasty and are delivered ready to go on your doorstep. Right now, they're just on the West Coast, but they're adding more locations. Anyway, I was really surprised at how filling and super creative the meals are. The spices and the sauces they include are really unique and tasty.
I loved how fresh everything was as well, given that it's mostly vegetable-based. Laura, I know both you and I love to cook, especially during the pandemic, but it's been a great addition to our weekly routines. It's a quick alternative to takeout lunches between Zoom calls.
Absolutely. Thistle is plant-based eating on autopilot. You don't even have to think about it, and bam, you're eating better for the planet. Good Together listeners can get $100 off with the code BRIGHTLY at thistle.co. That's thistle.co. Yeah, it's important to kind of invest in the basics, even though I know it's not like the most fun thing to purchase, but stuff like, you know, underwear, bras, etc. Like, you know, typically you want to get a lot of use out of them. You're wearing them every day. So it's important to invest in those and to use stuff that's got, you know, cotton and organic materials, being that they're so close to parts of your body.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, my fashion pick is also not really fashion. It's like norm core, I suppose, if you're going to go fashion. But anyway, it's I've been using these slippers from a brand called Mahabis for a long time. I think I might have shouted them out like last year or like 2019 even. But I wanted to give them another shout out because they've held up so well. And so they are these really beautiful. They kind of look like Allbirds. So it's almost like Allbirds slippers, sort of. But they were, I believe they were around before Allbirds launched. But anyway, they are made in Portugal of recycled wool fibers, machine washable, and they have these really cute, I mean, it's not an insole. It's the opposite of an insole. It's like the outer part of the wool slipper has a removable insert. Well, outsert. I don't know. It's hard to explain. You'll just have to go to the website. But it's something that allows the slipper to go outside and not get wet. Right. It's like a recycled rubber.
Oh, that's smart. That's
that goes on the outside. Yeah. And so in there, they come, the slippers themselves don't come in a ton of colors, but those outer parts do. So you can have like a really fun, like yellow or something there. So I love those. I'm wearing them right now. I have like notoriously sweaty feet. Sorry. and so like these types of slippers are really good because they help cut down on that. My husband has a nickname for my feet, but I'm not going to share that. Like monster feet, basically.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But yeah, going, it's all about the materials, right? Underwear, even, you know, shoes, especially slippers that you wear at home, it's, you know, more natural materials always kind of see this. They work better. They're better for our bodies, especially something that we wear on our naked bodies, right?
Absolutely.
So yeah, and again, not fashion piece at all whatsoever, but my recommendation is Toad & Co. You might have heard talking about this brand on our holiday episode. It's one of the brands we've discovered this year. My husband, I think he got summer shorts from them and another shirt. I got like a really nice flannel shirt. I was literally texting Laura, I remember a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, I can't find pajama pants for my husband.
Yeah.
Like everybody is sold out. It's not a joke. So as many companies, including obviously the ethical ones that I was checking out, everybody was out of sweatpants and pajama pants. So I got him what I could. And Toad & Co. was the only brand that basically had the ethically made pajama pants. They're super cute. They're kind of in this, again, checkered style. They're red, kind of Christmassy. I'm like, let's just go with the holiday mood for the rest of the year. That's fine. They are made from organic cotton. They have different certifications on their website. Toad & Co. is also 1% for the planet members. Their packaging is recyclable. It's this, I don't know if I send you those videos. It's like this really nice kind of almost like a thick paper brown bag that they send it to you in. And they also have a return slip right away. If if the size doesn't work for you, you can return it to them as well. So it's a great company. They've been around for a while. So yeah, any kind of outdoor type of clothing and like fashionable home pieces, right? I would recommend them because we've gotten quite a few products from them and happy with them.
Yeah, no, I think Toad & Co. is a great company. We love some of their stuff. Like I think in general, it's a good one to support. So I think that's all we had for fashion. We can talk a little bit about beauty now.
Yeah, let's do beauty.
Yeah.
I know you just interviewed last week. You interviewed Tata Harper herself. How exciting was that?
Yes. And I had to put a disclaimer before that episode. It came out this week. So the week that we're recording this. But my disclaimer was like, I'm totally sorry if I'm going to fangirl because I love her products. And like I've bought them before we even started Brightly. I found them when I was working at Sephora corporate. And I feel like that was kind of an introduction for me into really good, clean beauty because I felt like before I was using stuff at Whole Foods, which is great. You can find really good brands there too. But I think what I was finding was stuff that was very, very basic in its formulations. And the cool thing about what Tata's doing is she's actually using science to make super efficient, like really, really good, you know, well-working formulations, but only using plant-based formulaic, pieces, which is crazy.
It's pretty impressive.
When
you look in the ingredients list, it's literally just plant-based ingredients.
Yeah. And she was even saying that those products are so fresh that they're really only good for like a year at their maximum potency, right? So like, that's how you know they're being freshly created. It's really interesting. Now, the price point is pretty high. So, and we talk, Tata and I talk about that on the podcast about like why the price point is where it is. It's really interesting. So definitely check that episode out. But in terms of the product I wanted to recommend was her clarifying mask. So the other thing with her products is you can try them out in sort of smaller sample size things and they're more affordable. So definitely do that. And that's how I got turned on to this clarifying mask. It looks like it's this like really thick green, almost
mud. I love that color though. It looks fun when you apply it.
Yeah. And it smells really good. All of her stuff smells like you went into this beautiful meadow. It's wonderful. But this stuff works amazingly at getting rid of like cystic acne. So if you know that word, you know what I'm talking about. But it's just basically acne that is kind of below the surface. And you know, it's oftentimes hard to get it to kind of come up so you could get rid of it. And so this mask from Tata like literally just gets rid of it while it's still under the surface, which it's very hard to find products that do that.
Yeah.
So I love it.
And I've tried that too based on your recommendation, and it's so amazing. You can see the results right away. I almost never ever see the results of like even a mask or like a skincare routine changes that I do. But like even when I was talking to my mom on the phone, just right after using the mask, and she's like, what's up with your face? You know, it's like beautiful and shining or whatever. It's just, it does work. So
did you use it like all over your face?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you did?
I do it all over the face, like maybe like once a week, just to clarify it, you know?
I should do that too, because I've only been using it as like a spot treatment I was thinking about, but you're right. I think that's a good thing.
I'm just any basically like skin imperfections, I think over the time it helps. Yeah. So for me, a very interesting beauty find that I discovered literally just a couple of weeks ago, what happened, I forgot my microfiber makeup remover at one of the Airbnbs. It was heartbreaking because you can use these things literally for the rest of your life, but you know, you do forget things from time to time. So I was looking for a makeup remover. I didn't want to keep using the round cotton pads, and I really I didn't want to use any kind of skincare product to remove my makeup. So a founder of a company called Clean Circle reached out to us at the very perfect time. She's like, do you guys want to try my reusable bamboo makeup remover pads? And we're like, yes, perfect, please send it now. And they're actually really great. Both Laura, you and I, we got the charcoal one. I really don't understand why would you get like a white makeup remover, you know, like a natural colored makeup remover.
Yeah, I think there's like two schools of thought there. It's kind of the same thing with towels. Like it's the whole reason that towels are white in hotels is so that you know they're clean. So I think that's typically why people like go for the, it's like counterintuitive, but it makes sense. But
Sense.
With like makeup removing, you're kind of like, you know, it's going to stain from stuff. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, I love this too, Lisa. I think it's a great product. And it seems to me to work the way, maybe it's the shape, maybe it's the fabric that they're using, but it seems to get more makeup off of my eyes than I used one of those like terry cloth kind of rounds before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and because she has kind of like a pointy triangular end on one side, and that's really easy to get your mascara off your eyes. And like even with comparison, I compared it with like a microfiber. Sometimes I felt like I have to like kind of press it more, and you know, I don't want to lose my eyelashes and stuff, but it works really easy. Just add water and it works really well. I think it's also very, very reasonably priced too, and it's also female founded. It's a very small brand, but check it out, Clean Circle.
Yeah. The other product I wanted to talk about was just a really quick, like I mentioned, Whole Foods, grab. I love this. It's actually one of the OG clean skincare brands out there. It's called Weleda. I believe it comes from New Zealand, actually. And they have this amazing moisturizer called Skin Food, which is hilarious. and typically Skin Food Original is really thick stuff. So like I have a tube of Skin Food as well. And it's like, you pull it out and you almost have to kind of warm it up between your hands. It's that thick. So it's really good for like putting on the ends of your nose if they get chapped during, the winter season. There's also, just kind of little spot treatments there. But in terms of if you need just like an all over your face moisturizer, they have a light version, which I just discovered a little bit ago. And it's called Leda Skin Food Light or something like that. You'd be able to tell if you look on their website. And it's just really, it smells good. It doesn't clog up my pores and it's like pretty affordable. So I love it. Definitely check it out.
Yeah. Affordable is awesome. Things that you can discover in your, everyday stores that you go, be it Whole Foods or Target, whatnot. It's always great in my book. I think we have only one last thing to recommend and it's kind of in its own home category. You've heard us talk before about this brand, and especially me, Sheets and Giggles, love this brand. But recently, they sent us their new 100% eucalyptus heavy throw blankets. So me and Laura, we have their regular smaller blankets. Many of our VIP ambassadors have those blankets as well. They're amazing. But this one really is just so incredible. I have no idea how they produce it. It's, you know, Laura, we both got the brightly yellow color, of course, but it's so thick and heavy. And the threading is so just beautiful, right? You can see the how, what a quality it is. And like, especially like I got a couple of like super old blankets, like polyester blankets, probably I got from TJ Maxx years ago. And you're just like, well, now I know why this is priced at, you know, $80, you know, versus this, you know, polyester blanket is like, whatever, $20 or $10, you know? And again, it's something that I keep at home, I wrap around my body. I think it's a worthy investment for sure.
Yep. I mean, I think what's nice about the blanket from Sheets and Giggles, and what's nice about just kind of as we think about conscious consumerism in general, is trying to find multi-purpose items. And so when you get a throw, you know, this one is beautiful and brightly yellow, like Lisa mentioned, but you can also use that as decor, right? So you don't have to just get some like kind of drab. I feel like most people's blankets are just kind of like gray, and I have a bunch of them too. They're just kind of, you kind of want to put them away before company comes out.
Yes, you don't want to show those.
That's right. Sorry, the dingy blankets. But if you can get something that is a really nice piece that goes with your, you know, kind of your color scheme, your aesthetic in your house, I think, you know, just thinking through that so that you don't have to have, you know, fake blankets or fake pillows. I remember growing up, my aunt used to have so many pillows on her couch that you couldn't even sit on it, because it was just like, it was all about like the look of that like couch with a million pillows. And I mean, what's going to happen? Those pillows are going to go out of style. Like, why do we have to have so many pillows? I don't think my aunt listens to this podcast, so I don't think she's going to be offended, but whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I think just getting that multi-purpose thing. I love it.
I love that idea. Yeah. I mean, I definitely, I hide my TJ Maxx blankets. And then this one, it's like, I have a beautiful navy blue couch. So this yellow blanket just looks amazing. And I also think I would love to actually use it on my bed as well, just to cover if it's colder, because it's very nice and thick. So I imagine you will be warm. So I'm like, I might buy the navy blue sheets from Sheets and Giggles that I've been like eyeing for a year.
This woman is obsessed with that.
I know.
Brand.
I should just get, but I've been told, I'm like, you know, it's one of those purchases that I should have just made, but I'm like, no, I'll be a conscious consumer. You know what I mean? So it's great. Yeah, so I think that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it for this month. And so, you know, this is only the second time we've done these sort of shopping focused episodes. We're always looking to improve and change things up. So we'll post this episode in our app. As you know, you can get it on the Apple and then Android or sort of Google Play Store, if you will. Just search for Brightly. You can leave us feedback there, or you can just send us an email, DM us on Instagram, all the normal channels. But if you like these picks, let us know. We'd love to see your video reviews. You know, it's always exciting. I mean, I think the other day someone was like, oh, I got a couch because of Brightly.
Yeah.
That's kind of amazing to hear about that.
Yeah, no, that's amazing for our brands. And talking about Scouts, Brightly, that eco/Scouts, it's where you can sign up for our ambassador program. We actually now have a full by Scouts, for Scout product recommendations database. So that's a super fun resource for you to use if you're a Brightly ambassador. And if you're a listener and would love to send your own product recommendations to us, like maybe a brand that you absolutely love, just like I love Sheets and Giggles, don't be shy. DM us on Instagram. Tell us the brands that you want us to check out. We'd love to hear that.
Absolutely. All right. Bye, Lisa. Good talking to you.
Yeah. Bye.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Good Together. As always, you can get show notes and explore lots more content related to all things eco-friendly living by checking out brightly.eco/podcast.
And don't forget to join in on the conversation that's happening on our Facebook group. Simply search Good Together Ethical Shopping and it'll come up. You can also leave us a question through voicemail. The link is on brightly.eco/podcast.
If you're into social media, give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, and all of the channels. Our username is brightly.eco.
Finally, we want to leave you with a reminder. Every day is a chance for you to create change, and you're already covered for today since you joined us here on the podcast. Stay kind and live brightly.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.